the letter in the Holy Letters, Volume 4. This is letter number 1070, and this is a letter sent to Baruch Litvin. It's dated on the 27th day of Sivan Tovshin Yud Aleph, and the Rebbe addresses it to Avosik V'Chosid, Yishrei Likim, Baruch Litvin. And Shalom Ubracha, the Rebbe is writing to him in Yiddish, and the Rebbe says, I was very happy to read in your letter that you have very interested and you have acquainted yourself with the situation of our brethren, Jewish people in the Holy Land may be built. This is one of the commands of loving Avos Yisrael, is that somebody else's situation should really touch you. You should be concerned about somebody else, really. It would be a waste, a shame, Rebbe said, it would be a waste if these knowledge and the impressions that you have gotten should get lost. So hopefully, the Rebbe says, you probably have written it down, at least written it down in headings, synopsises, and I would be very thankful to you if you did write it down, if you would send it over to me, I will, you know, to return later on. The Rebbe says, I would like to, in any event, I'd like to ask you to answer me the following, if possible, the following questions. I'm basing it in the order, in the points that you write in your letter. Number one, what was your impression from your visit in Kfar Chabad, in the village of Chabad in Israel? Number two, the spirit in which the students are studying in the from the various different institutions. Also, the information about the number of children which are under the influence of the various different parties. And also, for number four, knowing about the spiritual life in Ma'abarot in general. I don't know, Ma'abarot is about an area in Israel. And about the education there specifically. Number five, I'm sure you have thought about in the portion that we just read yesterday morning, which is in the portion of Shlach Yudalad in Perek Chastes. There the verse says that if God wants us, this was the response to the Meraglim who didn't want to go to Israel, if God wants us, He's going to bring us into the land, He'll give it to us. And then, if a God gives it to us, it'll be an Eretz Asher Yizovas Chol V'Dvosh. It's going to be a land that flows milk and honey. But the condition is, he says, don't rebel against Hashem. And then they write, and then they said, we're going to go up anyways. So Moshe says, don't go up, because God is not amongst you. Story goes up, the story that is related to the Torah is originally they didn't want to go, and then they said, no, we're going to, after Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked them, they said, no, we're going, but Moshe was saying, don't go, because God is not with you. So the condition is, to be successful, to make it a land of milk and honey, it has to be with the will of Hashem. You can't just go there on your own. And this is the main point that I'm looking to find out about the situation over there. Do you have knowledge about that? Not looking about the situation in the land of Canaan, which is the name for Israel before it's become Israel, not even in Eretz Yisrael, but rather Eretz HaKadoshim, in the Holy Land. So the Rebbe says, I want to know what is the holiness of the land, not looking into so much the just regular stuff, but I want to know what's doing about the holiness of the land. Let it be built, and very quickly in our day through Mashiach Tzidkenu. If Jews, wherever they are, whether they're in Galut here or in Galut over there in Israel, when they will fulfill that Mashiach said, so then it says, Hayoim im b'koil tishmo, according to the Gemara. Today, if you listen, hearken to my voice, then he'll come today. With regards to your family members, may they live and with blessings. The Rebbe writes it. No, not sure exactly who this person was, but I guess he was an important enough person that Rebbe counted on his on his report. One other thing, you see that the Rebbe quizzed everybody and everyone, in any cases, Rebbe was interested in the situation in order to get the answers to a lot of things. I mean, today, you know, with the modern technology, we get answers very, very quickly in a lot of various different answers. But in those days, you had to rely on a lot of answers, you know, you had to get information, first-hand information and reports and things like that, in order to really find out what's going on in the world in different places. And the Rebbe's contacts with all the different people, whether through letters or visits to the Rebbe, gave the Rebbe a very good insight and information about what's going on. Like I said, they said in the book that one of the army generals said that Rebbe knows more what's going on in the Israel defense force, more than some of the ministers that are sitting in the Knesset. What?
Sharon met with him.
Yeah, he said he knows more than the ministers.
The Rebbe, the Knesset, the drawer, no, I think